family members. Lemkin and others were responsible for the Genocide Convention, which was passed unanimously by the UN in 1948. In addition to the recently released UN report, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the International Association of Genocide Scholars, as well as two prominent Israeli rights organizations, B'Tselem and Physicians for Human Rights Israel, and other groups, declared that Israel's military actions in Gaza constitute genocide. We begin this program with Irene Khan. She's followed by Navi Pillay and Chris Sidoti. The moderator is Todd Pittman, Media Advisor, UN Human Rights Office. They spoke at the UN in Geneva in mid-September. Irene Khan is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of the Right to Freedom of Opinion and Expression. Navi Pillay is Chair of the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel. Chris Sidoti is a member of the UN Independent Commission. And now, Irene Khan.
Gaza has become the deadliest conflict ever for journalists. More journalists have been killed in Gaza than in both world wars, Vietnam War, wars in Yugoslavia, and the war in Afghanistan combined, according to one research institute. The UN number right now is 252, but that is, of course, likely to go up because every week we hear news of more killings. In August alone, 9 journalists were killed in 3 horrific, bloody incidents, as you may remember. Many of these 252 journalists have been targeted, by which we mean deliberately picked out and killed because of the work that they are doing to expose the atrocities, the crimes, the genocide on the ground. Let me spend 1 minute on the strategy that Israel seems to have developed, where they will first delegitimize and discredit a journalist. Smear campaigns are started, accusing the journalists of being terrorist supporters or terrorists themselves, and then they are killed. So it is not just killing journalists, but killing. The attempt is being very clearly made here to kill the story, because local journalists in Gaza today are carrying the brunt of that killing spree, because they are the ones, only ones who are there. Gaza, what is happening in Gaza is extremely unusual in that I cannot recall another situation where a member state of the United Nations has denied access to independent international media for a conflict, for atrocities, for the unfolding of genocide, and now genocide actually happening. We have not seen in any other country a situation like that happening, where international media are being denied independent access. The burden then falls on the local journalists who are being picked out, as I mentioned, labeled as terrorists and killed. Journalism is not terrorism. Journalism is not a crime. Journalists are civilians under international humanitarian law and therefore protected like other civilians. However, journalists, because of the nature of their war, have to go where the fighting is. They cannot flee away from the fighting, and they are being then deliberately picked out and killed. International media have been denied access. Al Jazeera has been actually banned from even operating in the West Bank or in Israel itself. As Francesca Albanese, as you know, has written about the anatomy of genocide and the economy of genocide, and I would say that the story of the way in which journalists are being killed, silenced, killing journalists, murdered, in fact, is the cover-up of genocide. because these local journalists are the main source for news right now from the ground up. And if they can be stopped, if the information that is leaking out to the world can be stopped somehow, the Israeli Defense Forces believe that they can continue to do what they are doing with impunity. And that actually is the critical word here, impunity. Israel has never been held accountable. Israel has never allowed independent investigation of a single killing of a journalist ever in the Palestinian occupied territories. We have cases going back 20 years that have not ever been investigated internationally. And that, of course, has created this environment of permissibility in which the Israeli Defense Forces can do what they want to destroy those who are daring to expose the truth on the ground. And that, to me, is a big tragedy, certainly for the journalists themselves, certainly for the genocide in Gaza, but I think for media freedom around the world, a terrible precedent here is being made. And those countries that champion media freedom, those who speak about independent media, I hold them responsible at this stage. They must bring pressure to bear on Israel to allow independent investigation of the killings, to allow international access to international independent media. The very presence of international independent media will give some degree of protection to local journalists who are out there working alone, and of course, to stop the killing itself. Without journalists, we know that this story will never be complete. The information will be very difficult to get. Already, local journalists are suffering the same conditions like the rest of the population, looking for food, water, shelter. They've had family members killed, and yet they continue. Many of them continue very bravely to report. But how long can that go on happening? In fact, in my last press release, the title was "States Must Stop Israel Before All Journalists in Gaza Are Silenced." And that is what I fear. I hope very much that you will speak up for those in your own community, journalists in your own professional community, speak up loud and clear that this must come to an end and Israel must be held accountable. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us at this press conference here in Geneva with the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel. The commission is here to share with you the findings of their latest report to the Human Rights Council and answer any questions you may have about that report on the situation in Gaza. We'll start today with an opening statement by the chair, Ms. Navi Pillay, then we'll open the floor to your questions. Thank you.
Today we published our report analyzing Israel's conduct in the Gaza Strip pursuant to the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. The Commission concluded that Israel has committed genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza and that it is continuing with that genocide. It is now almost 2 years since Israel launched its military campaign in the Gaza Strip in October 2023. This has been the most ruthless, prolonged, and widespread attack against the Palestinian people since 1948. Every day that passes, the killings and the starvation of the Palestinians continue. On 22nd August, the Famine Review Committee determined that famine is currently occurring in Gaza Governorate. At the time, the committee had projected famine thresholds to be crossed in Deir al-Bala and Khan Yunis Governorates in the coming weeks. The goal of the Israeli government is abundantly clear as we continue to witness the destruction of Palestinians in Gaza. The Commission finds it is genocide. In our report, the Commission found that the Israeli authorities and Israeli security forces committed and are continuing to commit the following underlying acts of genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. One, killing members of the group. 2, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. 3, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. And 4, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. On the specific intent of genocide, the Commission concludes that statements made by Israeli authorities are direct evidence of genocidal intent. The Commission also concludes that the pattern of conduct is circumstantial evidence for genocidal intent, and that genocidal intent was the only reasonable inference that could be drawn from a totality of the evidence. Therefore, the Commission concludes that the Israeli authorities and Israeli security forces have the genocidal intent to destroy, in whole or in part, the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Commission finds that the Israeli political and military leaders are agents of the State of Israel. Therefore, their acts are attributable to the State of Israel. The Commission therefore concludes that the State of Israel bears responsibility for the failure to prevent genocide, for the commission of genocide, and for the failure to punish genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. On incitement to genocide, the Commission concludes that many Israeli political and military leaders, including President Isaac Herzog, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and then Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, had incited the commission of genocide, and that Israeli authorities have failed to take action against them to punish this incitement. This report is the result of almost 2 years of work. The Commission began its investigation immediately on 7th October 2023 and has documented more than 16,000 pieces of